From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Spring is in the air. Trees and plants are starting to bloom. I have some beautiful poppies in our neighborhood. And with the clear skies and some breeze, you can easily see the snow-capped Sierra off in the distance. That is great news because the recent series of storms, especially the last big one about 10 days ago, put California's snowpack where it should be and where it needs to be this time of year. Michael Anderson is a state climatologist with the California Department of Water Resources and explains how this year's snowpack will shape water needs. Good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon. Happy to be here.
All right. So yesterday we all learned the California snowpack, taking in the northern, the central, and the southern Sierra, has reached a pretty big milestone, 100% of the April 1st historical average. Can you explain why this average is so key for DWR?
You bet. So our snowpack is our fantastic way to hold water from our winter storms, where we're trying to mitigate flood damage in the spring, where we can actually put it to use, and then help support reservoir storage to get us through the dry season ahead. How that snowpack develops plays a big role, as well as how conditions go as it begins to melt. And we're right at that pivot point between growth of the snowpack and start of the melt season.
Right. So that's why April 1st is a key marker, because we're going from that transition from winter to spring.
Yep. And historically, on average, April 1 has been that date where the snowpack peaks and begins to melt. Year to year, it can fluctuate a couple weeks either way.
We've had several conversations about the snowpack, I mean, starting off in December. And I remember at the start of the winter season, I mean, it was kind of uncertain. You know, the winter was a little lackluster. I mean, that's not abnormal, but we didn't know what was to come. But it seemed like February, all the way up, budding up to March, really proved to turn things around.
Right. February was a big catch-up month because we started, you know, we got to the new calendar year and only had a quarter of the snowpack we would have expected by then. So we off to a very slow start. And there will be consequences to that as we get to the melt season. But, you know, January, a little bit of catch up, but February was the big month where we had the storms, including that last big one, that really helped catch up to where we need to be.
Yeah, and people, myself included, I mean, we can check on a regular basis. I mean, DWR has a daily update of what the snowpack looks like. It seems like the northern Sierra fared the best. It is actually over 100%, and that balances out the central and the southern Sierra, which are around the 90th percentile.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the way the storms have been this year certainly have favored the northern part of the interior, the Sierra Nevada Southern Cascades. As we move further south, there were just fewer storms that made it in, less moisture. Storms really focused more on the coast. But like I said, in February, we had enough storms to make that inland movement that enabled that snowpack to get where we'd like it to be.
Is the northern Sierra more important, perhaps, than the central or southern, given that you have two of the largest reservoirs in the northern Sierra?
Well, I mean, it depends on where your source of water is from. The two big projects do provide water to a good portion of California, but for some of the locals in the area, in the central and southern Sierra, they rely on the annual conditions to be able to meet their water needs. So each place is important, and this year especially, where you are and how your winter went matters a lot to how your water supply is for the coming summer.
Yeah, and we don't have to go that far into the past to see a drastically different picture. I was going back to a photo of then Governor Brown walking pretty much on dirt, you know, back in 2015, and that was a record low for snowpack. So it's great to see that we have reached this historical milestone. Also, our reservoirs are over 100%. I think they're 117% of average. What does that mean for potential water deliveries in the warmer months?
Well, you know, surface conditions are definitely favorable. We were able to carry over some storage from last year's epic year. And so our surface conditions are doing really well. I think one of the things we have to just kind of keep an eye on is that dry fall, because the snowpack, you know, how dry those soils were when that snowpack did start growing is a key role into how much the watershed will take before the runoff begins. And also for those communities that are reliant on groundwater. You know, on our California Water Watch page, we still show about a third of the reporting wells are below average still. So it takes longer. One wet year doesn't fix record dry years.
Yep.
In that regard.
Yep, and you would know best. And it's good to know that the reservoirs, it's an important reminder, the reservoirs are from last year's snowpack, and this snowpack will help the reservoirs for the upcoming dry season. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time and breaking down all of that for us.
You bet. Thanks.
Michael Anderson is a state climatologist with the California Department of Water Resources. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.